Earth and Sky.
The research that is being done there is not just for the astronauts. It's very important to keep the astronauts healthy and safe. And in doing so, we find out some amazing things about how physiology changes, about how bacteria change, and we can apply those changes to improve health here on Earth.
You're listening to Jeannie Becker of Astrogenetics Incorporated, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Becker helps oversee the medical research being conducted aboard NASA's International Space Station. She talked with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar about how that research might lead to the development of vaccines for Salmonella and the more lethal methicillin-resistant staph, or MRSA.
Dr. Becker, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Now let's talk about some research that's happening on the International Space Station. Why are scientists taking Salmonella bacteria into space?
The work has an interesting life history. It started out as a fundamental research project where a group got together and asked the question, what happens when you take a pathogen like Salmonella into the environment of space where there is significantly reduced gravity or microgravity? That work was done. It was actually published in the end of 2006. And basically, what those experiments showed was that when Salmonella is grown in space and brought back down to Earth and injected into the appropriate host, in this case it was mice, that there is a threefold enhancement of the virulence or the ability of the organism to cause disease in the animals, which was very remarkable and very unexpected, actually.
What is it about space that's different than here on Earth?
Bacteria are exquisitely sensitive to changes in their environment. They are set to adapt to a variety of types of conditions. When they're presented with not so optimal conditions to grow in, they quickly turn about and they will adapt to their new conditions so that they can ensure their survival. What happens in space is that you take gravity away, and gravity is a physical factor. Similarly, if you take organisms like Salmonella and you expose them to reduced humidity or increased acid conditions, increased heat, they respond very quickly by increasing their virulence. And it's very probable that when you take away gravity, that again, the organism is sensing a change in its environment and it wants to ensure its survival, and so it responds accordingly.
Why is it so hard to create a vaccine for Salmonella? Why hasn't it been done yet? And how is that being actually done on the space station? Maybe you could describe what the laboratory looks like up there.
Well, for Salmonella, a good vaccine hasn't been created yet because there's two components to the immune response to recognize Salmonella. There's a component where antibodies are made, which I'm sure you've heard of, and there's also a component of cell-mediated immunity, that is, certain immune cells have to actually mount a response against the bacteria. So those two types, those two components of the immune system are really critical to allow a good vaccine for Salmonella to be developed. So far, it's been real difficult to get both parts of the immune system to recognize the bacteria. And so that's actually the next wave of what we're trying to establish. In terms of what the laboratory looks like, this all goes up in as a flight payload in the space shuttle. And the organisms are loaded into little compartmentalized test tubes. So if you can imagine a test tube that has three compartments to it, the top of it has the bacteria in it. The second compartment has the C. elegans, the little sentinel organism in it, and the third compartment has a fixative. So these test tubes are loaded into a little canister. Eight of them sit in a canister, and they go up with the shuttle crew, and when the experiment is ready to be started, the crew cranks the top of the canister to mix the bacteria and the C. elegans together, and that starts the experiment. So that's allowed to continue for a certain amount of time. And then when the experiment is over, one more turn of the crank causes the mixed components, the bacteria and the worms, to be fixed or, isolated in time so that they can be brought back down to Earth and analyzed.
Tell us more about the research. What stage is it at?
We've done this now several times, and we've validated a gene target. And so we're in the process of writing up an application called an Investigational New Drug, or IND, and that will be submitted to the FDA in this country to establish phase zero clinical trials. The salmonella that we're working with infects humans, and so we want to understand how the bacteria that's altered by the genetic change that we've induced will react in humans. And so that's the beginning stages of how to go about validating this as a real vaccine candidate. And those works are being done right now. We sent up a new batch of microorganisms, and we're investigating how they change in virulence. And that's to ask the question, is the effect in salmonella just a one organism effect, or do other kinds of bacteria do the same thing? And so one of the organisms that's of real interest that we're studying is methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, or MRSA. And I'm sure you've heard of that. It's a big problem in hospitals. It's drug resistant, causes a lot of disease here in humans. And we're trying to understand if we can use space to uncover novel targets in that bacteria to create new ways of developing vaccines as well as other kinds of therapeutics.
What future does the ISS have as a medical laboratory in space?
I think it has a tremendous future. First of all, what a lot of people don't understand, or maybe it isn't overtly apparent, is that the laboratory conditions present in ISS don't exist anywhere else, period. It's the only laboratory of its kind where you have a constant lack of gravity to allow you to make these novel findings. And if you think about this, we all evolved in a 1G environment, one gravity environment, and we're all exposed to the same gravity vector. When you take that away, and the way that you take that away is to do studies on the laboratory conditions in space station, amazing things happen. Bacteria alter their gene expression. It results in increased virulence. That's one effect. Cells, when you take them up there, change tremendously. They look different. They function differently. And humans adapt. And their physiology changes so that you get fluid shifts. You get changes in bone and muscle as a response of the decreased loading. A myriad of effects occur on station that just don't happen anywhere else.
You've been listening to Dr. Jeannie Becker of Astrogenetics Incorporated, which develops biotechnology products in microgravity. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.